Now, been some interesting developments in a court case that involves an ex-spy known as Witness K, who claimed that the government agents, Australian government agents, had allegedly bugged the cabinet room of the East Timorese government during sensitive negotiations over oil and gas deposits in the Timor Sea. Lawyers for Witness K say that he intends to plead guilty to breaching the Intelligence Services Act. His co-accused, former ACT Attorney General Bernard Collery, says he will be fighting the charge.
I'm from Wollongong, my friend. I grew up playing in the mud, and there's going to be a lot thrown back soon, right? I'll deal with this attorney and the attempt to suppress our profession.
Professor Clinton Fernandez, a former Defence Intelligence Officer, joins us now. Clinton, fighting words there from Bernard Collery.
Yes, he seemed to be in very good spirits. He had an upbeat gait as he walked into court. There were a lot of people cheering him outside it.
Given that, well, given his demeanour, how then, and his confidence, I guess, how then do we explain the guilty plea signalled by Witness K?
Well, firstly, Witness K hasn't actually pled guilty. He's indicated an intention to plead guilty, subject to a statement of agreed facts.
Mm.
That's the first point that should be made. Secondly, I haven't, of course, met K, but this is a person who has spent his entire career in the shadows as a spy, and to be in the spotlight for 6 years, to be under a lot of pressure, no doubt takes a physical toll. It must be very difficult, and perhaps that's one factor. Collery himself, of course, will go to the ACT Supreme Court, because there he can exercise his right to a jury trial. But the key thing is, there hasn't actually been a guilty plea. What there's been is an indication to plead guilty, and this is quite unusual because, in my understanding is it's quite unusual that there's an agreement to plead guilty before you agree on the facts as to what you're pleading guilty to.
Mm. Is this a negotiation on the part of K?
It was said by the counsel for K that there is an intention to plead guilty, provided they can agree on what the facts are. So there's yet to be an agreement on the facts.
Mm.
The matter is heading towards a guilty plea, but it hasn't been resolved, and there are plenty of obstacles in the way.
I mean, the court case for Bernard Collery, as you suggest, would be a trial by jury potentially. For Kay,
yes.
How would the case form if he was to contest the charge?
Kay has not indicated that he's going to contest the charge, just that he's indicated he will plead guilty if the facts to what he's pleading guilty are agreed on. Now, at the end of the day, nobody should assume that His Honour, the magistrate of the ACT Magistrates Court, is going to automatically accept a plea of guilty.
Right.
It's unusual, as I said, to agree to plead guilty before they agreed to. Now, the counsel for Kay actually said in court that Kay's decision to plead guilty evolved only over the last day or two. So in the first instance, His Honour will have to be satisfied that the decision to plead guilty was freely and voluntarily made, not under duress. And for the first time in court, we heard a mention by counsel for Kay about the existence of an affidavit regarding the government of Timor-Leste dating back to 2013. That in itself raises more questions, because in 2015, when the International Court of Justice ruled and issued measures on those affidavits, it ordered the return of all documents that the Australian government had seized during those raids.
Mm.
Now, if this affidavit that the counsel for Kay is referring to was an affidavit prepared for the Permanent Court of Arbitration dispute between Timor and Australia, it might be subject to the orders of the International Court of Justice. So those orders are something that I would expect the defence for Bernard Collery will raise in the ACT Supreme Court.
Because the domestic atmosphere is somewhat stifling. As Bernard Collery said outside of court, he was limited in what he could say because, and to quote him, "I am silenced by a law we gave our political leaders to fight terrorism."
Mm-hmm.
How do you read that?
Well, Mr. Collery is probably referring to the National Security Information Act. That act occurred in 2004. It was passed by the federal parliament as part of the War on Terror, when introducing that act as a bill, the then Attorney General stated in the third sentence of the speech that we need this act in order to prosecute terrorists. It's quite understandable why that act was there for that purpose, because you want to protect the techniques and the identities of ASIO officers who happen to have infiltrated terrorist groups. It's a very different matter to use that act in the prosecution of Colliery. Now, there is a very important reason, as His Honour said in court today, namely, you must protect the identity of Witness K. Because if a foreign government, His Honour didn't say this, but the obvious implication is that if a foreign government were to know the identity of K, it could retaliate against people that K had dealt with in their own countries. And that, of course, is something that is against our national interest. In the question of the espionage against Timor back in 2004, many of those facts have already been made public. And I can't see what the national security information is going to be about that, provided K's identity is not disclosed.
Can that identity remain a perpetual secret?
Yes. Oh, and it does. It does. The only person who can be identified as an ASIS officer or a former ASIS officer legally is the Director General of ASIS, and of course, previous Directors General of ASIS, not anybody else.
So in closing, Clinton, what happens next?
Well, first we have to see if, in fact, that guilty plea is accepted by the magistrate of the ACT Magistrates Court, based on, of course, the statement of agreed facts. And then it's off to the ACT Supreme Court, where all manner of other legal objections and claims will be made. We'll see if the case is, in fact, held in open court.
Indeed, and there will be significant attention to it if it is, Clinton. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, good to be with you.
Clinton Fernandes is Professor of International and Political Studies at the University of New South Wales in Canberra. He's a former Defence Intelligence Officer. Apropos our conversation about visas and crime, says this texter, assault not serious? Tell that to the victim. People die in punch-ups in pubs. If you're on a visa, behave.